Now time for a locker room chat with Dusty Thompson, the Centralia girls basketball coach, after a pair of wins back-to-back on Monday and Tuesday, two non-league games against Marysville and St. Mary's, respectively. Coach, we'll start off with your game against St. Mary's. I mean, Lena, she had 20 points in this one. She was virtually unstoppable.
Yeah, she played well. You know, the girls have done a good job. I thought the last couple of nights of moving the ball around and finding ways to get each other open and stuff. And Lena's really, in the last couple of games, taken advantage of being able to get to the middle of the floor off of screens and stuff and hit some shots, and she's playing well right now.
And more importantly for you guys, you didn't really allow Marysville to get into much of a rhythm offensively.
Yeah, I thought defensively, you know, we played pretty good. The girls settled in and contested shots and rebounded the ball. You know, I thought last Friday against Frankfort, we gave up some rebounds we shouldn't have, and I thought they did a better job Monday night of Marysville got one look at the basket, and that was it. So it definitely helped a lot.
And, Coach, you guys were only up by one at the break, but then you guys only allowed 4 points in that third quarter. Why was it so important for you guys to jump on them so early?
You know, I think it was the confidence thing. You know, I mean, I know we're three quarters away through the season, but we're still a young team, and that confidence of hitting some shots and getting some rebounds and doing some things, you know, just I think for this group just continues to build as we go, and they did a good job that third quarter. You know, you said Marysville got one shot, and we got the rebound, and we got out and ran, we got some easy baskets, and they really locked in at the defensive end of the floor.
And then you guys followed that up with a close 42-40 win last night against the St. Mary's, a pretty solid St. Mary's team. And, Coach, this was a very even scoring game for you guys. You guys didn't have somebody who broke out, but you guys had a lot of girls that were able to score and get into a rhythm offensively.
Yeah, you know, I said the girls have we've been telling them, you know, if they use each other a little more, it'd be easier to get some shots. And they're starting to, like you said, they're starting to screen for each other and cut to the basket and do the little things they need to do to put themselves in a position to score. And we've done a good job this week of finding that girl that's open and giving her an opportunity with the basketball. And, yeah, it's been nice to see that we don't have to rely on one person or two people, to, you know, every night to find a way to get some points. So.
And, Coach, now you guys take on a Valley Heights team who you guys lost to earlier. You guys were shorthanded in that one. That was back in the TVL tournament, of course. But this is a game for you guys that's very important because you guys are pretty close to each other in the standings.
Yeah, we are. You know, and you're right. I don't think we were full strength in the tournament, but, you know, I give Valley Heights credit. They played well, and we didn't. You know, they caused us some problems. I thought they were a little more physical than we were, inside and outside both, and they did a good job of rebounding the basketball. So it'll be interesting to see this week if we can play like we did the last two nights. It ought to be a much better ball game, I hope.
Absolutely, and that game will be right here on KMZA, so be sure to stay tuned. And, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck against the Mustangs.
Sounds good, Jared. We'll talk to you later.
That was Centralia girls and basketball coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chats, and brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk with Nick Evans, the Centralia boys head basketball coach, right after this.